I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E-News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on September 16, 1948, Rosemary Rosie Casals is born to immigrant parents from El Salvador. She earned her reputation as a rebel in the staid tennis world when she began competing in the early 1960s. A U.S. appeals court ruled this week that a manufacturing corporation must cover birth control in its employee health plan, despite the religious beliefs of the company's owners. The decision from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals represents a victory for the Obama administration in a series of ongoing fights over the contraception policy, reported The Hill. U.S. appeals courts have ruled on three cases so far, siding with the administration twice and the plaintiffs once. The difference of opinion means the Supreme Court could decide the mandate's fate. Iran is reported to have freed at least 11 political prisoners, including noted human rights lawyer Nasrin Sotoudeh, reported the BBC. The move comes just days before Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, visits New York for the UN General Assembly. Sotoudeh is a lawyer specializing in human rights and winner of the Sakharov Prize. She was sentenced to 6 years in prison in 2010. Several other prisoners of conscience were also released, including a member of the 1 million signatures campaign that seeks to end discrimination against women in Iran. An outspoken female police commander in southern Helmand province, Afghanistan, died this week after being shot by two gunmen. It was the third such attack on a female officer since July, reported the New York Times. Lieutenant Nigara, who went by only one name, had just walked out of her home when two gunmen on a motorcycle shot her from behind. No one has claimed responsibility, but the authorities blame drug traffickers or Taliban insurgents. Despite the dangers faced by police women, a recent report by Oxfam International said more female officers are needed in order to stop domestic abuse, honor killings, and forced marriages. The first contestant of Indian descent was crowned Miss America recently, and Twitter immediately exploded with hateful racist tweets calling her an Arab, according to BuzzFeed. But winner Nina Davuluri brushed aside the negative comments, according to The Guardian. "I have to rise above that," she said. "I always viewed myself as first and foremost American." Davuluri is an aspiring doctor who plans to use the $50,000 prize money to fund her studies. Meanwhile, in France, the Senate has voted to ban beauty pageants for children under 16 in an effort to protect girls from being sexualized too early, according to the Washington Post. The legislation must go to the lower house of parliament for further debate and another vote. A film by a woman showing the oppressive nature of Saudi Arabian society has been selected as the country's official entry for the Academy Awards. Wajda is set in the homes and madrasas of Riyadh. It charts the fortunes of a 10-year-old girl who enters a Quran reading competition in order to raise money to buy a bicycle, according to The Guardian. Writer-director Haifa Al-Mansour has said that she intended the film to be an inspiration to the women of Saudi Arabia, but she admitted that shooting the picture was a challenging experience. In more conservative neighborhoods, she was forced to call the shots from inside a van for fear of sparking protests. A dating website is connecting sugar daddies, wealthy men, who want to help struggling female college students in exchange for sexual favors. SeekingArrangement.com founder and CEO Brandon Wade says sugar babies receive an average of $3,000 a month from their sugar daddies, reported the Daily Beast. Wade says that since the site launched in 2006, the number of female students signing up has grown exponentially, a trend that he links to the economic downturn and rising tuition costs. Nancy Gibbs has been named the new managing editor of Time magazine this week, the first woman to become the top editor at the Newsweekly in its 90-year history. Gibbs started at Time as a fact-checker 28 years ago, according to the New York Times. She wrote more cover stories for Time than any other writer in the magazine's history. Gibbs is also a prolific author whose most recent book, The President's Club, Inside the World's Most Exclusive Fraternity, was published last year. In Texas, Democrat Wendy Davis will announce October 3rd her election plans amid growing indications she intends to run for governor. The Fort Worth senator catapulted to national attention with an 11-hour filibuster over abortion restrictions, reported the Dallas News. Davis faces re-election to the state Senate next year. She has said she intends to either run for re-election or for governor. The last Democrat to be elected governor of Texas was Ann Richards in 1990. And the chief technology officer of Business Insider was recently fired after his bosses realized he'd been saying a number of sexist remarks for years on his social media accounts, according to Medium.com. Pax Dickinson was fired after he called on the organizers of a media conference to apologize to the developers of an app for calling them misogynists. Two apps were demoed at the Megatech conference called TechCrunch. One helps users share photos of themselves sneaking peeks at women's breasts. The other gives users points for mimicking male masturbation. Both Tits Stare and Circle Shake were displayed in front of a mixed crowd that included teens from Black Girls Code and even a 9-year-old hacker there to present her own site. Dickinson wrote on Twitter that it was not misogynist to, quote, tell a sexist joke or fail to take a woman seriously or to enjoy boobies. He also wrote that, quote, tech managers spend as much time worrying about how to hire talented female developers as they do worrying about how to hire a unicorn. And in New Mexico news, Albuquerque city councilors narrowly agreed to send a proposed abortion ordinance to voters in a special election this fall. The council voted 5-4 to schedule the election for November 19th, reported the Albuquerque Journal. The proposed ordinance would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with narrow exceptions for cases in which the woman's life is in danger. And a leader for women in Albuquerque died this week after a short bout with leukemia. Jane Bloom was the former interim general manager of KUNM and a longtime volunteer at the station. She hosted Folk Roots and University Showcase. Jane went on to found a successful public relations firm. She was active in the Association for Women in Communications, serving as president. She was the group's first inductee into the AWC Hall of Fame. She has also filled in on occasion hosting Women's Focus. And for Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamerick.